All right, we are joined by Southside Jake, Southside Plumbing and Heating. Jake is a very good man. Jake gets asked all the time about the Fan Morning Show. He's become one of our great characters around here, and I tend to lose to him in this game when Doran's not around, and I am full well expecting that today. How are you, Jake?
Oh, what's up, my man? How are you today? And yeah, you are correct. It's going to be maybe once or twice a week, you know, someone's asking, do you know Southside Jake or are you Southside Jake? It's kind of weird, you know, 10 minutes on the radio a week, and that's what kind of power you guys have. You can rule the world.
Well, we're running for the presidency coming up in 2028. We haven't, well, I guess we now have officially announced our candidacy. Dickerson Crowley, 2028.
Who's president?
You got my vote.
Dickerson would be president.
There you go.
Ain't nobody elected my ass.
I know Doran isn't here today, so you know this is gonna be tough for you. You got Callis. I don't know. Do you want to phone a friend? Do you want to be on the line with a caller? What do you want to do here, man?
I'm
trying to help you.
I'm hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Let's have it. Let's go. Let's do this thing. Here we go.
All right, get fired up. 2-time Stanley Cup champion. 5-time Art Ross Trophy winner. And current holder of the longest gap between Stanley Cup finals, which is 21 years.
Gordie Howe.
I'll give you the years. What's that? No, I'll give you the years. 92 and 2013.
No. He was not. No. Forget it. Pretend.
Forgot.
92, 2013, 5 Art Ross, 2-time Stanley Cup champion. And 2013 is when they won the cup?
No.
Oh.
No.
He played from 92 to 2013, you're saying?
No, I'm saying that's when he played in the Stanley Cup finals.
In 92.
That's the longest gap. Like his last Stanley Cup final was 2013. His middle.
Oh, Jager.
There you go.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, spoon feed you that one?
Oh, my God. You sure did. I was trying to think of who was in the final in 2013.
92, like as a Penguin, obviously.
Well, that,
like, come on.
Well, that, so my I didn't know if it was when he started playing, then when he ended playing. Yeah. That's why I had to narrow it down. And then whenever you said those were the Cup final years, then that's when you figure it out. So there you go. We're back. Right. I mean, you did lead the horse to water there, but we'll take it.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. Okay, next one.
Yags.
This quarterback was born in Philly and drafted by the Patriots in 1987. Played in the Super Bowl.
Drew Bledsoe.
No. Is that your final answer?
Clearly not.
Obviously not. I should have just said final answer. I screwed up.
Twice.
And NFL MVP 2002.
Rich Gannon.
Yes.
Woo! Woo!
I think you said Drew Bledsoe.
Timeout. I jumped too early. I thought Patriots quarterback. My headphones came out, so I can't hear you. There you go.
Okay. You hear me now?
That's right.
All right. Well, I guess we'll give you that one too. I mean, you cheated twice now, but
I didn't cheat. I'm premature.
All right, last one. This has got franchise. We're going to the old franchise route here today. All right. In 2007, this franchise produced the NFL scoring leader, which happened to be a kicker. 4-time. Go ahead.
No, you go.
4-time Super Bowl champions. And finally, this franchise has produced 10 NFL MVPs. That's the most in the NFL ever.
2007.
Yeah, 2007. Wasn't that?
That was when the Patriots.
Peyton Manning Super Bowl?
No, that was Patriots Giants.
Was it?
When they went 18-1 or 17, math, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Their only loss was to the Giants.
Yeah. Was that the helmet interception?
That was the David Tyree game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Helmet nice. Catch, yeah.
Very nice.
So who led the league in scoring that year is basically the question?
Well, no. The question is, which franchise am I talking about? here. You know, it's obviously an NFL franchise, and I'm giving you clues here. In 2007, the franchise produced the NFL leading scorer. Obviously, that player was the leading scorer in the league in 2007, and he was a kicker. Then they had 4 Super Bowl wins, and they produced 10 NFL MVPs.
Giants.
Simple. Final answer.
Yeah.
No. Green Bay Packers.
I don't think I'm understanding the questions today is the problem.
You better drink some coffee or something.
I mean,
I'm still
got 2 out of 3. I got hung up on the 07 Patriots is what happened there. We got Patriots in my brain.
I think that's what I start doing. I'm starting to throw some wrenches here to start
you
to get
are.
You guys thinking.
You are. I don't know if your question was good and I'm dumb, or your question was bad and I'm still dumb. Those are the things on the table.
Ask Callis. What does he think? Did he understand the question?
No chance.
I actually wanted to guess the Packers just by their illustrious history.
Did you know that really value my advice.
So,
who was the Packers kicker in 07 then?
I don't know.
Mason Crosby.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, do you know the Packers are privately owned?
Yes.
I guess publicly owned, I should.
Publicly,
do you know that I'm a shareholder of the Packers?
What? Why?
Because I had an opportunity and I took it.
Well, we're going to introduce you as part owner of the Packers from now.
I'll send you my certificate later.
Please do. All right, Jake. Good stuff, buddy. I'm sure you're busy this time of year. Thanks, pal.
Oh, yeah. Have
He's
a good day.
Southside Jake.
Yeah. Bye.
I can't believe there's no way I'm the only one who didn't understand the phrasing on that question. Like that was tough. That was tough. The Yager thing, I didn't understand the phrasing on that either. I thought the player started playing in 92 and stopped playing in 2013. Perhaps it's a me thing, but at least I got that right. And I forgot what the other question is. Doesn't matter.